Hello everybody, this is Hadi Fathi, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about Donald Trump. I know, these days people are talking about Donald ad nauseam, and maybe my talking about Donald can never and cannot be anything new by any stretch of the imagination, but I promise you, it's my view, and I believe it can. It is different. It is different in the sense that it is from someone who has never been a supporter of Trump, but has managed to remain as fair and as impartial as possible. And you listen to me, and then let me know what you think about. What I think and what your thoughts are. In fact, it can be great. You can let me know what you think, and that would be, I believe, fantastic. Even if you bury your head in the sand, there is a good chance that you've heard about the foiled assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Because these days, everybody is talking about Donald and the assassination attempt that Donald managed to simply save his own life by simply turning his head, and in a fraction of a second, we saw something that I believe had never happened. So we all have heard of it, and I believe there's also a good chance that you bear no resemblance to a Trump supporter. And if anything, you might loathe him and his character and his characteristics and his demeanor. Because Donald is not famous for being likable and agreeable and things as such. If anything, he's famous for his antagonism and his disagreeableness. And in his personality, Donald is quite notorious for his foul temperedness and quick temperedness and things as such. Despite that, I believe you think no matter how much you hate Donald and his demeanor and his behavior, you believe it attempting to murder him was truly abominable. But the real question is, how did a nation as civilized as the United States come so close to such an event? How did political discourse among people with bona fide convictions delve into barbarism and tribalism? That is indeed unbelievable. The answer, however cliched, I believe, lies in the hands of TV news channels, TV personalities, celebrities, news anchors, and people as such. These outlets, TV news channels have demonized Donald ad nauseam insofar as one might really assume that Donald is a monster. Do not get me wrong, do not mistake me for a Trump supporter. If anything, I am averse to what Donald does, and Trumpism is something that I believe I can't put up with no matter what, and I can't simply be categorized into a Trump supporter by any stretch of the imagination. Impossible. However, I believe that was simply abominable and abhorrent to kill somebody because he holds views that are different than yours. However, Donald is not that far from being a monster. Indeed, Donald is a monster in the sense that, of course, he's not that well behaved, and Donald is someone that of course can't be proud of his, like at least the things that he had done in the past. But even if Donald is a monster, he's not a monster for the American people. I know, Trump is pompous and self-centered and selfish and self-important and antagonistic, but Biden apparently is not, right? Biden is not pompous. Biden is self-centered, but Biden is friendly and congenial and affable. But he also had a good 3 years to make the world a better place. But all he has been doing is anything but the right thing. Just think about it for a minute. The withdrawal from Afghanistan solely is reason enough to prove Joe's incompetence and negligence and short-sightedness. And I believe Joe himself knows that he wasn't fit for such a position. Despite this, the news media continues to glorify Biden. Biden is depicted as a figure that is literally infallible. If he makes a mistake, that is simply a faux pas. And if he does the right thing, fantastic. He is lionized, even though, I mean, he is as fragile as possible to a sense that even looking at him makes you feel uncomfortable. Biden, as I said, is glorified as a congenial grandfather, and the news media continues to brush off his vulgar language toward reporters as mere faux pas, and that is just unbelievable. The demonization of Trump has provided Biden with such warmth and support that many Americans indeed failed to see that Biden might be, indeed, is one of the most ineffectual presidents in recent history. I believe no one can keep up with Biden if there was a competition in incompetence. However, this narrative, I believe, might soon change. Prominent critics of Trump from the left, like Sam Harris, have begun condemning the attempted assassination and the fanaticism surrounding it. Ultimately, while Trump is far from a paragon of virtue, and we all know that, he is not the symbol of evil either, at least not for the American people. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It's Hadi Fati. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share and let others know about that. And talk to you really soon. And you can always get our podcast on digigoosh.com. Bye-bye for now.